There are lists and plans and studies and suggestions all over the place about how to improve government information technology. ACT-IAC's Better Government IT Initiatives is going one step further. They're working with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy on taking some action. Jaime Gracia is the industry co-chair of the Better Government IT Working Group and president and CEO of Civil Government Consulting, here to talk about translating that working group's findings into action. Jaime, thanks for being on the program today. I appreciate it.
Having me, Francis. Appreciate it.
What did you get out of the information gathering process in this?
What we tried to do was work with our partners at OFPP to really allow industry to kind of give us some samples and kind of get the top 10 of where government needs to improve in regards to vendor government communications. No surprise that number one ranked issue was the improvement in communications needs to happen, but specifically with one-on-ones. That was really central to improving communications, because that right now that is just not happening. And unfortunately, in this current environment of fiscal constraints and budgetary issues, we really need to do a better job with not only managing contracts, but creating contracts, ergo better requirements. So that's really where vendor communications comes into play, because that's really what industry is begging for, is the opportunity to have the doors open so they can help the government with its requirement development process and really create better products and services.
Communications was the issue that popped up number one, and that was one of the things that Dan Gordon talked about pretty extensively on the Mythbusters campaign. Is that a coincidence, do you think? Did the fact that he had been in the market talking about that a little bit already, you think maybe have some kind of influence there, or is it just that that is so critical on both sides of the equation that it seems to be something everybody's thinking about and talking about?
Yeah, it's just absolutely critical. And like I said, it was no surprise that was the number one ranked issue. And really what's happening there, I always tell the story of a contracting officer told me not too long ago that industry days were illegal, so they don't do any type of communications like that. And certainly one-on-ones would not be possible at this agency. But a colleague of mine this week, actually, who's a business development professional, one-upped me and told me that he was trying to reach a contracting officer for an opportunity, and the message on the contracting officer's voicemail was, "This is such and such with this agency. If you're industry, please do not leave a voicemail because I will not call you back."
Wow.
And I was really taken aback at that one. And we're still seeing sources sought notices and requests for information, which is an opportunity to specifically talk to industry about a requirement, and it'll say on federal business opportunities, no emails or phone calls. So it seems to be we're going in the wrong direction, and we really need to be opening the doors to communications, and regretfully it looks like we're going backwards on that. So what we're trying to do with ACT-IAC and OFPP is really try to open those doors by providing guidance to contracting officers and acquisition personnel of not only why communications are vital for the process, but also provide some tips, best practices, and issues of why it's not only needed, but how to do it. And we really hope that these deliverables that we create this fall and into spring really help turn that tide around and help OFPP, but more importantly, help government procurement professionals really understand what it is that they need to do and why they're doing it, and also the roadmap on how to do it. And that's really what we're interested in doing, and hopefully we can get some headway that way and really provide some great products for OFPP.
How does that closed-minded attitude continue to be so common with, I mean, if I were in that position and I had Dan Gordon come and making a special effort to come to my agency or come to an event I was attending and say, you can do these things, you should do these things, I like to think that I'd be smart enough to start to do those things. And yet, you're not the only person who has a lot of experience in this area, who I trust, who has said this stuff continues to go on. What's the holdup?
I really don't know. I mean, from my perspective, it's really a lack of leadership. That's kind of what I see. And some of the agencies that I've talked to, where Dan has spoken, and some folks that I know in government where he's going to speak, that I've kind of reconned, if you will, to see kind of their attitude is, you know, some of the agencies are just completely recalcitrant and refuse to change. I mean, their attitude is, yeah, he's got a lot of great points, but we don't do things that way here. This is the way that we've done things here, and we're going to continue to do that because basically of the risk aversion that's permeated government and just the resistance to change. I mean, that's really where I see these problems happening, and I mean, I'm just kind of shocked that not only is it pervasive, but it seems to be getting worse. So I'm definitely interested in working with OFPP and Dan and his staff to try to change this tide, because we're going in the opposite direction, and we really need to change it if we want to really see improvements in government management and performance outcomes with our contracts. And that's really the only way we're going to do that, is to increase communications, improve communications, and make them more efficient and productive, because without that, really, it's status quo. And as we know, with this fiscal environment, that's just not acceptable.
Well, and the other issue, too, is I could understand that attitude if the projects were being done so effectively that nobody could argue with the results. But while there are plenty of examples where things are being done fine, there are also some pretty high-profile examples of things that don't exactly work out the way that the agencies want them to, or the vendors, for that matter.
Right, absolutely. I mean, no offense to the great folks that do work at GAO, but if we can put GAO out of business, then great. Yeah, we're fine that way, but unfortunately they've got more work that they can handle, and performance is continuing to be an issue and will continue to be looked at. I mean, you take a look at, you know, the upheaval with Department of Justice with the $16 muffin story and the Inspector General report there. Granted, I mean, it was a good talking point, but nonetheless the report was very damning in the fact that this agency and this organization is not doing what it needs to do to control costs. And that's because there's really no communications there with its vendor community, since a lot of that was outsourced to vendors that provide these services for conferences and these types of events. And really, you know, you see the results here, you know, with the quote-unquote $16 muffin. And those types of costs will continue to be looked at through a microscope, and it really kind of boggles my mind how things like this continue to happen when you've got wonderful people like Dan Gordon and real leadership out there saying that we cannot continue business as usual, yet somehow that message doesn't really permeate the way it needs to be. So that's definitely why I get on my soapbox and why I'm doing this with ACT IAC and OFPP, but I really hope we can make a difference, because we have to change and we must do better.
I appreciate the update, and I hope you'll continue to keep us updated as you work on these deliverables and in partnership with OFPP. And I want to give you a quick plug on your Behind the Curtain for Winning Proposals from the Government's Perspective. It's a webinar October 5th, and we'll put up a link to information about that on federalnewsradio.com's in-depth page, and I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon.